Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tone, good morning.
Good morning.
It's the NBA Draft Lottery Extravaganza here on The Fan. 4 straight hours taking you all the way to the NBA Draft Lottery tonight. Anderson Varejao holds the future of your Cleveland Cavaliers in the palm of his hands. Wall-to-wall team coverage here on The Fan.
All right, so be honest.
What?
Did you even know that was tonight until I told you 2 seconds before the show?
I wrote, no. Look.
Because I hadn't heard you mention it.
Highlighted. Look, highlighted.
I just wanted to make
right
sure.
There.
And as we know, he highlights before you mention anything.
I highlight before you mention anything. And then, bada boom, right there. Right there. It's in the show. I just didn't know where we were going to do it. Were you annoyed with me? Because I was like, are we talking about? So Lima programs a show. Nobody knows that unless I tell them 1,500 times a year. And I had NFL meets with Watson. He got this Bahamas trip. Did these trips work? No, there's no question about Baker going right. Can they work it out with Baker? Lima has a weird question about, and I think a very interesting question. Weird sounds wrong. Let me take that out. Let me say very interesting. About when can we celebrate, things like that. Should Baker still play? Lima has an interesting theory about a year off on TV. Sidney Crosby's concussion and what would we do? Certainly in an injury situation with the Browns. The OHSAA's voting on NIL today. Would you welcome Kyrie Irving back, whether it be as a retiree, Patrick Beverley as well, the whole thing? And I did mention draft lottery to Lima, and I think you might get a little bit hot.
Well,
sorry.
I feel bad.
I wrote it down. I highlighted it.
I feel bad because once the Cavs got eliminated, it's been kind of silence from us about them, even though the fan base, you know me, I check the Reddit boards, I check the message boards, I listen to the podcasts all the time of what's going on when it comes to the Cavs, and we've kind of been ignoring them. And maybe that's just by virtue of them being eliminated, and you know other teams are playing NBA basketball every day. And there hasn't been a lot of discussion about offseason, really, for the Cavs or many teams in general, other than what are they doing with Colin Sexton. And so tonight is the actual lottery, but it's not a huge draft. The odds are very slim that they're going to move up into the top four. It's almost non-existent. Like, it's almost a guarantee that they have the 14th overall pick. Like, yes. You could sit there with Tankathon up like we used to and run the simulator, and you're not going to get anything other than 14. Almost every single time. It almost seems like an exercise of utility.
I think today's the day. We used to do this back in the day when we had better odds. I think we need to do the simulation. Can
it's
we
just
get
not,
the simulation going?
I don't think the simulation is going to be that fun because the odds are so ridiculous. They only have a 2.4% chance of getting top four and a 0.5% chance of number one overall.
Here we go. Sim lottery. You going to do the noise?
I can do it.
Here we go. 14th.
Right.
Two more times. Here we go.
Okay.
Go. 14th. One more time.
Are you sure you even want to do it?
Away we go.
14th. Yeah, that's so it hasn't really been
14.
Worth talking all that much.
14.
Well,
just about where
14,
they're going to get.
It's 607.
14. 14. 14. 14. How is it 14 this many times? Okay, let me hit reset. Here we go.
Because they were the last team out of the playoffs. I mean, that did not make the playoffs.
14. 14.
It's going to be 14 every time.
Man, we were 3-7 in our last 10. Man, that loss to Orlando. Oh,
that's the one that still sticks with me. But, you know, what we were deprived of, obviously, is that we don't get to see, like in these series, I heard Zach Lowe saying the other day how, well, Chris Paul's only 6 feet, and you know, come playoff time, he's always going to have problems. And I'm like, well, so what? Darius Garland's never going to be good in the playoffs? But we were deprived of being able to see him tested for the first time. We wanted a chance to see those guys get tested, and so it ended on such a sour note. We always thought we were going to the playoffs.
Yeah.
In some way, shape, or form. We thought we were going to get something playoff-wise, and it kind of just stinks the way the season ended. And then there's been nothing other than the Cavs have not won any of the awards. They were up for every award. They didn't win one of them. They mostly didn't even finish top two.
We're like Sally Field right now. We're not winning all those awards.
I know. We thought if you would have asked back in January, you would have assumed coach of the year, executive of the year. You were up for sixth man of the year, most improved player. Rookie of the year would have been a guarantee. Rookie of the year was such a guarantee that Evan Mobley was going to win.
I mean, All-Star Weekend was an entire showcase of all the awards the Cavs were going to win.
I have refreshed several times, and it's just...
Well, you would have screamed. You would have said something out loud.
Yeah, Charlotte moved. Cleveland hasn't. Mm-hmm. We're still 14th. So what? When they start the lottery, what time's the lottery tonight?
Is it...
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
Is it halftime, or is that before the first game?
Yes.
Right
before
the
first game. There's only one
game.
Yeah.
So we'll know probably in that first segment.
Oh, yeah. They'll get right to it, right? And it's Anderson Varejao. You heard in the update. Anderson Varejao will be representing the Cavs.
He's
for this
Cavs
one,
they have an 0.5% chance of getting the one. They have a 2.5%, 2.4% chance.
Now, have we
to get
been
one, two, three, or four?
Have we been the luckiest team in lotto history in the NBA?
Yes. So there's a chance. Come on, Anderson. Come on. Sacramento has the number one in this one. No one cares. Fine. Whatever. There you go. Charlotte has the number two. I just simmed.
Mm-hmm.
Charlotte, who's right in front of the Cavs, they went from 13th to 2nd. 13th
yeah,
to 2nd.
Yeah, they have twice the chance that
have?
We do of doubling up.
How did you get something? Oh, and tell. I can't see. Tell.
I have right here in my probably 37th click, the Cleveland Cavaliers have the number one pick.
How did you get it and I didn't?
You got to click it right.
Okay, I'll click it in a different spot.
Do you even understand?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I got into a rhythm, and I accidentally clicked out. And they were definitely not 14th, but I don't know where they were. So they had to be
top four. Do you know how mad,
we're back 14th.
How mad the rest of the NBA would be if they snuck up and got the first pick?
All right, hold on. Let me get out
there
of the website and go
back. There are people in the NBA that hate. And remember, the knock up until recently with the Cavs, until recently with Kobe Altman, who was well-deserved. Did he finish second in Executive of the Year?
Yes, number two.
And absolutely
earned it. Dan Gilbert tweeted about him.
Oh, he did?
Yes, he did. You're still not blocked, are you?
Yes, I am blocked.
You're blocked by Dan Gilbert.
I am blocked. And I know exactly what it was. I know it was the dumbest thing that got me blocked by him.
What'd you say? You're like, Michigan State sucks. And
I don't even remember who it was, but somebody was suing the Cavs because they got fired for age discrimination.
Ooh.
It was the guy who has another guy that
has the same name.
Yeah,
that was
that's
a head coach.
Right.
Mike.
No,
brought him
it?
Back. We brought the guy back, or we brought a different guy with a different name, and we're like,
and
what?
Then
we
that all guy it. Became the head coach of the Bulls for a minute.
But it wasn't him. It wasn't the exact same
name. We thought it was him.
I'm like,
him.
That would have remedied the lawsuit. And it was right after that I got blocked because I broke that news. What a stupid story to break.
Get blocked
wasn't
for that?
Worth it. It wasn't worth it at all.
It was, I don't know if that's a reason to block.
It wasn't exactly a blockbuster. But there are the common thought about the Cavs over the last however many years, unfortunately, it's very similar to the Browns, is that it's all been lotto luck for the Cavs, but as far as their organization, they've never been run right. That is what people say. Before Kobe Altman had this glimmer of hope, and now Evan Mobley and the great mm-hmm. Jared Allen trade,
mm-hmm.
And obviously Darius Garland and his huge, huge leap that he made this year, nobody had anything good to say about the Cavs organization except that they won a bunch of lotteries. And that's why they won the title and the luck that LeBron James was born right down the road. That was the only thing anybody would say about this team.
I'll take my luck when it comes to the Cavs. Yes, LeBron was born right down the road, and that's the reason he would want to be here and all the other things.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe you got something where the Cavs got number one. I keep simming like crazy, and it's just not happening. They just keep staying 14th. It's very frustrating. I'm going to do it during the break. Now it's becoming okay, Owen's now putting congratulations on all your success.
Thank you.
Fine.
Do you know what you would even do if you got the number one pick?
Are
you even familiar with who the top guys are?
Why would you do this? Why would you do this?
Double A, have you been scouting?
Absolutely not.
This is not the draft that it was last year, where there was, and they ended up being dead ass accurate on how good this draft was. The draft was incredible.
Is this one not good?
This one is not exactly a who's who. Like I, for instance, I love the guy that they confused at the Formula One race for Patrick Mahomes.
Paulo Banchero, yeah.
Yes. He's 6'10", but he's basically going to play like a wing.
So you'd take him number one?
Well, people love Jabari Smith.
What about Chet Holmgren? Just because of his last name, I want people to mispronounce that again.
He has to just come in wearing Tommy Bahama, doesn't he?
Yes. And with a broken ankle and ride around on a golf cart.
That would be
sensational.
And with a
cake. And with a cake.
Oh, yeah, tusks. We did that. The station did that.
Yes.
But people don't know these guys. They didn't follow.
Do they freeze it like a wedding cake?
Do they?
I don't know. Go ahead.
Until Elaine finds it.
They do put the safety back on. Let's keep going.
But I think that's why you weren't expected to have a pick. Remember, they traded this pick in the Caris LeVert deal. They got it back because they fell apart down the stretch and had the injuries.
Well.
Don't call it a collapse. People will jump on you if you call it. Dare you say a collapse. I still don't care.
I don't want to call it a collapse. I agree with the people who jumped on you.
I don't agree with them, mostly because
obviously
I was the one that called it a collapse.
Yes, I know.
But
that's how this works.
Everyone's like, there were injuries, and I'm thinking, how do you think a collapse happens? There's only a few ways a collapse happens. Injuries is pretty much predominantly the way the collapse goes down. We don't talk about a lot of collapses over the last 26 games of a season. Because remember, they were 8 games ahead. Might have been 9 games ahead of Atlanta.
With the injuries, Tone.
Of course. If I would have told you that they would have missed the playoffs back then with 20, however many games there were left.
Young team.
And they were 9 games ahead of the
Hawks. You can't call it a collapse.
You would have said, oh, that'd be a collapse.
You can't call it a collapse.
That's exactly what it is.
No, it's just, it's injuries.
Oh, so now they have bad luck.
It's inexperience. They do have bad luck. Why? What? They don't have good luck when it comes to that. They have good luck in the lottery.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say they didn't have good luck in the lottery. They have good luck in the lottery.
It's amazing, though, Are people thinking they're going to hurt the feelings of the Cavs, the multi-billion-dollar organization?
I think no.
If I call it a collapse, they're not going to sell me season tickets?
Well, they might block you on Twitter, apparently.
What is...
However...
Look, I got swept up in the good vibes. We were doing pep rallies.
You don't get swept up in anything.
Why is it also not accurate to say when a team has a collapse, call them out on it? It's okay. Do you think Bickerstaff is proud of his coaching down the stretch? Proud of some of those losses? I'm sure he probably is not thrilled.
I know he's not thrilled, but I wouldn't call the thing a collapse.
I think people just don't. There's something like sacred. It's a feel good vibe season.
If they
if you guys felt good missing the playoffs, then great. You had different.
You didn't feel good about the Cavs this last year
until the last 25 games. Yes,
so
felt
now
really
all that goodwill's gone.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that at all. I just told you Evan Mobley, Jared Allen, Darius Garland. Those are all amazing things to think about, but they were deprived the opportunity that all these other teams have, which is being able to evaluate their teams in an actual playoff game.
So fans can't be
playing
excited.
Games are not playoff.
So
games.
Fans can't be excited. They can't be. Excited.
I just told you I was excited.
What you just said? You just went after people for being excited and not wanting to call it a collapse.
No, I went after people who want to play some semantical game about the end of the season to preserve the feel good vibes. From the beginning to the end. No, there were no good vibes at the end of the year. They suffered.
I mean, if we're sitting here talking, semantics, you're talking on both sides of your mouth. You said you're encouraged by the Cavs, and then you also called it a collapse.
Believe it or not, the human brain capable of having multiple thoughts that could be at odds. That is possible.
But you're the same guy who calls.
We're so swept up in political feeling right now that everything's binary and yes or no or good and evil.
Okay, I don't know where the politics of things came out of it.
Well, I'm saying people are incapable of having multiple thoughts that could be at odds.
You are so obsessed with me putting a number one sentence, a headline on every single way I think, and being
great season,
as
disappointing finish
on there.
That's
but
not
everything
hard.
Else,
not
when,
hard.
When it comes
to
Lima,
I just summed it up in less than eight words.
Lima can think it's a good season, and he can think
it's
a bad season. He can think it's a pretty decent season. He can think it's a horrible season. He could say it was a tough ending. He could call it a collapse. Whatever Lima wants to say about it, Lima can say about it. But Kenny Carman, boy, you better, I tell you what, you better say one thing, and you better never, ever change your opinion, or Lima's going to come after your ass.
Sean says, oh, doesn't Ken think it's better than any LeBron season? That's what he was saying earlier in the year.
I said if they won the championship, people would say it was better than a LeBron season, for crying out loud. That's what I said.
Remember those? Remember those good? Now, those are some feel-good vibes. I'm having more fun than a LeBron year. It's like, no, we actually went to the finals five times with
they
LeBron.
They were the number one
we
seed
missed
at
the playoffs.
Darius Garland.
Boy, that should go in the bad take tournament,
it wasn't,
by the way.
So wait a minute. It wasn't fun. Hold on. It wasn't fun. The fans weren't having good vibes on the Cavaliers at that time because they weren't beholden to LeBron James. And this is coming from a LeBron fan myself.
It was great. I was going to those games. I was involved in the feel-good vibes.
Congratulations on going to the games.
They had something
I'm
called,
glad you were in attendance.
And then they had something that most normal people that are not in the Homer bubble would refer to as a collapse, where they didn't make the playoffs, when the odds in Vegas, you couldn't even bet on them missing the playoffs.
They were the fourth seed at one point.
Jim on Twitter, my God, just agree with him and call it a collapse, LOL. Good Lord, let him have his misery. It seems important to him. Emoji with the side eyes.
Oh, here comes the Homer crowd. Ken puts out the bat signal. Homers, rejoice. Come on, 4-0 preseason. Let's go. Let's go. Bring him in.
My name, I should be Cody Brown from Sister Wives because I got Liz and then I got you. I mean, what's the point? What's the point of you getting married? You could just bitch at me for the rest of your life. I mean, what the hell?
I just don't.
I have to put a headline on everything. I cannot move. But Lima,
I guess Ken wanted us to do a pep rally when they lost to
Trae Young. Prostration, ruination, ruining, smash, subsidence, undoing, the wreck, the basket case, the cataclysm, the disorganization, the disintegration. Yes, Brian, Buckeyes 068 sent us those synonyms. Fine, whatever you want to call it. Whatever side of the bed you wake up on.
Well,
however you feel back from commercial break.
Should I be talking about the field?
He can move here and there. He doesn't stand for anything.
Not allowed to call anything in Cleveland a disappointment. What do we call what happened to Baker and the Browns? What do we call that? Since I can't use the term disappointment.
There is a difference. Thank you very much for walking into the trap.
Since I can't use collapse,
thank
what
you very
can
much
I use?
For walking into the trap. What expectations?
Is Ken using the term collapse, or is he still celebrating the playoff win in Pittsburgh?
What expectations?
The Browns aren't doing that. They got rid of them.
I will try it a third time if I can. Mm-hmm. What expectations did the Cleveland Cavaliers have going into this last season? And what expectations did the Browns have going into this last season? That's how you define the term collapse. About last night, next on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Are we still efforting the whole AC Slater clip?
It ain't happening.
Still a work in progress.
Chuck in Strongsville says, and Twitter reactions brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. I think the Cavs' expectations changed greatly for the beginning of the season to the All-Star break when they were one game out of the number one seed, and then they collapsed. He said collapsed.
All right.
Double A, you said four seed. Yeah, they were. Right. And this was after Rubio went down.
Do the mental gymnastics, Mary Jo Retton.
They were already down.
Wait a minute,
Rubio.
That doesn't sound right.
Mary Lou?
Mary Lou Retton.
What did you call her?
Mary Jo. That's close.
Tammy Faye Retton.
Belinda Retton.
Okay, hold on.
I just watched the Tammy Faye Baker movie.
I still need
good.
To see it.
Oh, is that Jim Baker's wife?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I got to watch that.
I have to see it, too.
Oh, I'm writing that down in the book. Go ahead. Talk. Yeah, I was wrong. Fine, whatever. I got to write down Tammy Faye Baker here.
All right, we'll get to what Ian Rapoport had to say regarding the Browns and Deshaun Watson here in just a moment. But first, Matt in South Carolina. He joins us on 92.3 The Fan.
Hey, hello. How y'all doing?
Hey, how are you, Matt?
We're off to
great
a fine start.
I just want like it was tough for the Cavs and the Browns this year because you kept holding on for the Browns to do some things, but like they never quite got there. But the Cavs, like they were always there, and then they just kind of like just lost.
They collapsed, is what you wanted to say.
I was waiting for that call to do some things, and it never quite got there.
He's from South Carolina. Why'd you get rid of him?
What were the expectations before the season? The Browns had a collapse.
That was the expectation.
Exactly.
For the
so when you had a chance and it didn't work that way, but you were picked to be dead last, I can't call it a collapse. I'm not doing it.
What would you call the Ravens when they were the one seed and missed the playoffs? And they had injuries, right? Just like the Cavs, they had all the injuries.
Were the Ravens picked to finish dead last?
No.
Then it's a collapse.
But nothing changes in the middle of the season? Nothing? You always go into the end of the season thinking like you did
at
the beginning?
There's collapses that are explainable.
Yeah. I think, injuries explain almost every collapse.
I just can't
There's
pick
not a lot
team.
Of teams that stay healthy.
I mean,
collapse.
The over-under was, 24 or something like that? I mean, I can't call that a collapse for crying out loud. If you just looked at the schedule, if you just looked at the record, and you did not see the last 10 or anything like that, and you're going to go, all right, the Cavs were picked to win 26, the 26.5 was the over-under, and they won 44 games. Wow, that's a great season by them. They just missed the playoffs. Boy, the East was loaded. That's what you'd say looking back on that season if you weren't from here in 2035. That's what you would say. Because you wouldn't look deeper. It would just be the record and that's it. So it can't be, I'm not calling it collapse. No.
Meanwhile, all sorts of news coming out after it had been kind of quiet regarding the Browns yesterday. So the timing of this, and I heard Breer say something similar yesterday, that in these cases, the last thing they do is talk to the actual player.
Andrew Brandt said the same thing, but the length of the investigation, I think, is in question. Some people have said the investigation has gone on for a year and a half. Some people have said the NFL didn't truly start their investigation until after the criminal cases were not brought to court, until those were thrown out. So there's a big difference between a year and a half and the last couple of months.
And that would have been at the owner's meeting time.
But you would think the NFL
like
would
a month
be
or two ago.
Exactly, but you would think that the NFL would be looking into this and monitoring for the last year and a half. So I would take
I imagine there were
Ian
some
Rappaport's
I would imagine, Ken, and this total speculation, that there have been hundreds, if not thousands, of memos with the title Deshaun Watson's case
probably
being sent behind the scenes. And so I just wonder, because now they have a new way of adjudicating these things where they send it to supposedly independent, this Sue Robinson, former U.S. district attorney. I just keep coming back to wondering if there's a chance at all that because of how public this has been, because of how national this story has been, I know we're holding out hope for no games because he's been cleared, at least in terms of actual criminal cases.
Yeah.
I just feel like they're going to suspend him. Like they're not going to allow him to not get any suspension whatsoever.
I don't know.
Because that would be a really bad look to so many people in the NFL, regardless of whether you think he's innocent or not. The fact that
What about the possibility of like a deal? Can you cut a deal in this case with him?
Boy,
if
that ever got out, that would look even worse for the NFL.
It
right?
would, but I mean, if you're willing to look at it in a certain different light, I don't know what you do in terms of cutting a deal, like what he's willing to do with his defense team. I don't know. This is really, I mean, we keep looking at precedent here. This is unprecedented in a lot of ways.
You know, I still wonder if he would have tried to play last year.
Would they have let him play?
Would they have let him play? I don't think they would have. I don't think they would have said, we'll wait till the cases end. But now this year, the question is,
I have no idea.
Can that happen? I don't think there's a chance in hell, given how public that was last year, that they would have wanted one of the quarterbacks of their 32 teams to go out there and play while he's dominating the headlines.
Frankly, hold
the way that Kobe Bryant did play in the NBA, and the NBA got crushed publicly for allowing
that. But I think, frankly, you just kind of hold your breath and see how it goes, because I don't know. Like, you wake up one day.
NFL doesn't need Deshaun Watson the same way that the NBA maybe have needed Kobe Bryant.
Fair.
They've got so many other players that people line up to see.
Yeah, Mike Florio telling us last week that it could be till 2023 and that there's people in the league who want to put him on a list, on the exempt list still.
And Goodell said that it's not happening.
And Goodell said that wasn't happening. So I think it's just basically what you choose to think, what you choose to believe.
All right, that's it for about last night.
All right, coming up in a bit, 8 o'clock, Sam Monson going to join us on the show. We love Sam Monson from Pro Football Focus. Also, when you look at this, all right, I'm going to give you guys a chance here. I need you guys to help me because there's not a chance in hell Baker Mayfield plays for the Browns this year. However, Ian Rappaport said something different, and if you guys have a way to fix this or smooth this over, you better tell me, and it better be realistic. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, live on The Fan. Back in The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, we'll speculate for a second here. Also, we got 8 o'clock. Sam Monson going to join us on the show. Pro Football Focus, or PFF as they're known now. 9 o'clock, Joe Varden will talk to us. NBA draft lotteries tonight. It took me about 37 minutes, I finally got Cleveland at number 4 in my Tankathon Sims. I had to click well over 100, 150 times before I finally got Cleveland from 14th to 4.
They will be so mad if the Cavs somehow pull this off tonight and win.
I'm not taking it down from this. I'm leaving it up. It's going to be like
make the screensaver.
When Costanza tried to move Frogger, this thing's going to be
don't unplug it.
Totally
whatever
agree.
You do.
So Anderson Varejao going for the Cavaliers tonight. He will draw the card or whatever they do and open up the envelope, and he'll probably be number 14. So if it starts at 8 tonight, which it does, you might want to tune in at 8 because it's probably going to be over early for us.
How great would it have been? Just everybody has brought up so many different people in every organization to go up. There's current players, former players. You probably can't send a mascot because that would be hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
If they just sent up all the mascots and then you can't interview them, unfortunately. Although it would be great if we had the first talking mascot. Maybe that would start a new wave.
Convention.
I would send up Les the Beer Guy.
I didn't like in the
been on the show.
In the one part of Varsity Blues where Johnny Moxon's going down the field and he has to stop the clock and the guy's going, "Give me the horn and axe." And I go, "You're not supposed to be able to hear the mascot."
You can't hear it, right?
It's certainly Johnny Moxon, who's out there on the field, should not be able to hear the mascot. You're not doing your job, sir. And you sound like a grown man. You should know better. If it was some 15 or 14-year-old freshman, that kid just needs to learn. You sound like a grown man. Why you're wearing the mascot of a high school team, we can talk about that. Someone check your hard drive. All right, let's go to Mike in Cleveland. Yellow.
Mike?
Hey, good morning, guys. I was wondering how the Bauer decision is filtering into your discussion on Deshaun. Similar circumstance as far as I'm concerned. Didn't go through grand jury. Had supposed proof that it was consensual. And he got 2 years.
Now, I'll let you back in here, Mike. Personally, and Lyman can speak for himself as well, it doesn't factor in with mine. I think the NFL does their own thing, and I think there's been several cases, not like Trevor Bauer's, clearly, but there's been other instances recently in other sports where the NFL just has not done similar things that the other leagues have done. I don't think it matters,
Mike,
in this case.
Just real quick, I know that what every fan is left to do is look for precedent and then compare and contrast cases, when in the end, the NFL just seems to do whatever they want to do. And I know we're looking for precedent, and Andrew Brandt is really big on precedent because he was an actual lawyer at one point. I just don't know that the NFL operates, especially now that they've punted the decision-making to somebody that's independent. I don't know how you look at precedent.
The only thing I would say is that person is a former judge, correct? Sure. A retired judge. So if they're looking at the law, law is obviously very big on precedent. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, what about in the PR world? Even if Bauer gets reduced to a year, which to me is way too much for, he's innocent, essentially. Doesn't the NFL look bad if they only do 2 or 4 games?
I think that's going to be in the eye of non-Browns fans, frankly, Mike. I mean, it's that simple. I know that might not be the answer.
Well, the
you're
NFL
looking
for. Probably is going to look bad no matter what they do.
Yeah, I mean, if it's only 6 games, why is it only 6 games? Zeke only got 6 games, and I would go, well, we have this, and this that's come to light. It's created a reasonable doubt, and I don't think there's going to be an answer
that is going to satiate everybody. Was that an ex-girlfriend? In the Zeke case, correct me if I'm wrong, AA, look that up. But, Mike, I don't know.
I believe so. I just think
every case is going to have these intricate differences. And now we're talking about a different sport completely.
Mm-hmm.
And I was surprised. I did not think. And, of course, Trevor Bauer is now suing. He's bringing out all the big guns.
He basically
has
to. I mean, 2 years to your career is.
But he was suing before that. Lord. Before that came down.
Don't you guys think his career is over, even if he wins the lawsuit?
No, I think he will pitch again.
I don't know.
Thank you very much for the call. What were you going to say, Tom?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I think he'll pitch
stunned.
Again.
I was stunned with 2 years.
I'm kind of in the same spot with Lima. I think he might be able to salvage that consultant career that he had basically built up as well.
I think some teams are worried about.
I thought he was a lot younger than what he is. He's 31.
Yeah.
And plus his contract.
He was in Arizona for a
while. His contract is such that I have a feeling that other teams are like, we don't need this. There's always going to be somebody else that can pitch. Maybe not as well, but cheaper, and doesn't have that baggage. While the NFL, this arms race in the NFL, where you're nothing if you don't have one of the top quarterbacks. I don't know.
I mean, I look at it. I think a lot of Browns fans want to keep it to football. Like, okay, it is what it is. It's unseemly, but at the same time, what can you prove? Well, if it's a PR thing, and I really didn't want to go down this road right now, but if it's a PR issue. Because he's going to meet with the league this week. If it's a PR issue, what can you do? Because they can always look at you and say, I know you weren't found guilty of this, and this. Or I know you weren't found liable for this, that, and the other. But you still may have cast us in a different light. And what your company decides to punish you with is what your company decides to punish you with. I mean, these are franchises of the NFL. Meaning he is a NFL football player, an NFL employee as a football player. Who happens to play for the Cleveland Browns. So it's under their ruling. They agreed to it as a franchisee. It's under their ruling, and that's how it goes. So they can make a decision based on PR for what's best, and the rest of us just batten down the hatches and figure out how long it's going to be. I'm not sure. There's days where it's encouraging. You think, boy, he might not be suspended at all. And then there's days going, holy Toledo, I don't know what to do. But well, the Trevor Bauer thing, I just think the NFL acts in the NFL's best interest, and Major League Baseball and the NBA and the NHL, that's on them. That's their deal.
This show asked a question long ago. Maybe it was the third week of having Deshaun Watson after the trade. Just flat out, would you take right now, what was it? Did we say six games or four games? Well, one of the others.
I think it was six, yeah.
And I think most people are like, yeah, we'd take it at that time. Have you changed your opinion since? I know we've all been hopeful that he got less games. We've all been hopeful that he's completely innocent on all of this. We're hopeful that it turned out to be just a money grab and that he really wasn't this creepy, whatever you want to say about him. We've hoped all those things so that we could have a clear conscience, right? So did we go around the room, didn't we all say, and when we took calls, six games, would you take six games right now?
Just as a fan?
Yeah.
Yeah, get it out of the way.
And hoping it's not worse.
Get it out, yeah. Because there's always a fear
still
like
people that think it's going to be worse.
It depends on who you talk to. It really does. Again, we had Florio on. Florio basically felt like the world was caving in.
Oh, he thought a season was still possible.
Yes, and then you talk to everybody else. It's like, well, it could be anywhere between 2 and 8 games. It's all over the map. Because it's a lot different from some of the other cases that have been there. It's so different. So it's at this point, it's become uncomfortable to speculate. Because if I sit there and go 8 games, and it's 4. Well, what is it? If I sit there and go 4, and it's 12. You don't know what the hell to think. You don't know. I don't know. I'm not in their meetings. I'm not privy to their conversations. I'm not privy to the information that they have and what this independent investigator has. I'm not privy to her information on this. And it's still going to come down to what makes the league look best. How do we go about this? What's going to make our – because they care about Deshaun Watson. Clearly, he is a big name in the league. But they also know that the NFL is always going to trump any name in the league. They're always going to be bigger. So what – makes the NFL look best. That's what they're going to say. They're not going to throw dirt on the NFL for anybody. Not for him, not for Brady, not for anybody. So it's a difficult situation. And the only thing we can sit here and do is kind of twiddle our thumbs and wait for the NFL to make their decision. And when they make their decision, we deal with it and you hopefully move on. Because for Deshaun Watson, there has to be people around him going, hey, the best way to do he can do the charitable things, and we've seen the charitable things, and that's noteworthy, and that's commended. But they'll say the best thing you can do for your PR is to get back out on the field as soon as you possibly can. Steve in Lakewood, you're next up on the fan. Hold off on this Baker conversation. Go ahead, Steve.
Okay, listen, here's the thing. You just talked about it, precedent. Now, remember, you got to talk about rules and set rules and contracts. The NFL Players Association, in the collective bargaining agreement, took the power out of Goodell's hands. It's now with the judge, per the agreement. He has to have violated the personal conduct code.
Correct.
It needs to be wrote down specifically what he did. Now, whether it's CV or not, because the NFL Players Association is going to chime in here, because now you're talking about every single member and accusations. This is the whole reason why they changed this in the collective bargaining agreement and made Roger Goodell not the grand poobah more.
Steve, you're right, but this is why it's still in the best interest to play by the NFL's rules and to play nice with the NFL, because when you get to the personal conduct agreement and look at some of the things there,
it's so vague.
Steve, they could find you and say you have violated the NFL personal conduct agreement.
It says conduct detrimental to the integrity and confidence in the NFL. That could be anything, Steve. That could be
anything.
It's
very vague.
And if it's determined that he was just paying for sex, and it was multiple offender and it was double digit women, then that could seemingly violate the integrity and public confidence of the NFL the way that they have it phrased.
It could, but remember, you're also having an ex-magistrate look at this stuff. So they're going to look at it in a legal sense. It's a contract.
All right, Steve, thank you very much for the call. They'll try, but...
Yeah, I mean, what Ezekiel Elliott, I go back to that one. We didn't talk about that one as much, But Ezekiel Elliott was there were no charges. Mm-hmm. Again, there was no criminality whatsoever.
Now, Steve would say that was during a different time. That would be
sure.
The
and that was six. That was six games. It was also. Yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong. It was one accuser.
Yes. We'll find out this week. I hate to say it like that because it just sounds so. Oh, we don't know. And usually we're in an opinion business here. We start off the show screaming about each other's opinions. This is really uncharted. So we're just gonna have to find out. And whatever they rule on, we'll try to make the best of it. And that will change how we see this season or next season.
Have you changed your mind on whether the suspension? Because the thought started to drift down. Hey, he's not gonna be suspended till next year. But now that the investigator is finally talking to him right now, does that change your mind on whether this is getting punted to next year? Because I'm starting to think it will be this year now.
I would lean more towards that, but at the same time, they could always go, hey, we don't have all our ducks in a row, and your civil suits aren't set to begin until April of 2023, so we might not rule on anything until 2023. I think every single thing is out in the open and possible. Every single conclusion that anybody could think of is possible in this case. Good, bad, ugly, whatever it is. Coming up next, I'm not going to say the term for him. Anybody who has any hope for Baker, you better make it convincing. I'll listen to you. Limo will listen to you. Ian Rappaport went on Pat McAfee's show yesterday, and I couldn't believe what
I
heard.
Gave him hope?
I couldn't believe what I heard. You have to convince us, because I don't think there's a shot in hell. Coming up next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.